يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي.
A man by the name of Michael Hart, he said, and who was Michael Hart? Michael Hart was a contemporary historian and mathematician, and he gathered other historians and biographers together, and they said, let us compile a list of the 100 most profound human beings in history. And to make a long story short, they made a category. They set up 32 different categories by which to compare and produce these 100 most great profound human beings. And let me tell you what Michael Hart said. He said that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he placed him at the head of his list, and those with him could not dispute it, because categorically he earned that position. And Michael Hart said, I would have liked to choose Jesus Christ, because I'm a Christian. But there were several categories that honestly I could not choose him, because Jesus Christ was not a father. Muhammad, he was. Jesus Christ was not a husband. Muhammad, he was. Jesus Christ was not a statesman. Muhammad, he was. Jesus Christ was not a warrior. Muhammad, he was. And Jesus Christ was not a ruler. Muhammad, he was. And so Michael Hart and his other collaborators, they said, the greatest human being that has impacted history and all annals of documented history, it had to be Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that statement, you will find it in the archives of the Time magazine, of the New York Times, the magazine they put out. It's in their archives. You can read it. And in some of the bookstores here in Australia, other places, or you can go on the website and put in Michael Hart, and you will get a website. Put it into Google, and you'll get it, and you'll see the evidence there. But let me read to you what some others have said about Muhammad, the man, and his message. George Bernard Shaw said, if a man like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were to assume the dictatorship and rulership of the modern world, he would succeed in solving its problems that would bring it much needed peace and happiness. Michael Hart said, my choice is Muhammad to lead the list of the world's most influential persons may surprise some readers and may be questioned by others. But he was the only man in history who was supremely successful on both the religious and secular levels. And Castles Weekly said, in little more than a year, he was actually the spiritual, nominal, and temporal ruler of Medina, with his hands on the lever that was to shake the world. Billions of Muslims all over the world throughout the last 1400 years have accepted the religious teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An illiterate, often brought up in the harsh desert climate of Arabia, transformed a backward society into a great civilization. He was the only leader who realized his vision in his own life. He was born in Mecca as an orphan. He was raised in Mecca. He was driven out of Mecca. He was punished, had to flee. He was persecuted. His followers were killed. But Allah allowed him to come back 23 years later as a victor, as a conqueror. And when he came back, he gave everyone amnesty. He realized his vision. And after that, the Prophet ﷺ spread his message. He spread Islam throughout the peninsula of Arabia so that Islam became established as a state, as a government. He was the ruler, but he was still eating and drinking and dressing the same way that he was doing as he was born and as he grew up. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was just and he was fair. He didn't give to his family. He didn't distribute to his friends. He didn't make judgment for those who he liked and made judgments against those he didn't like the kings, like the presidents, like the chairmen, like the rich people, like the judges of today, and like those who have done it throughout history. This was a man in this world, but always thinking about the hereafter. Because Allah sent to him the ayah, Al-akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. The akhirah is better for you and for everyone else than what is present. His message was to call humanity to the worshipping of the Creator and to destroy all kinds of injustice in the earth and to establish a character, a paradigm of human conduct for the human beings to follow. If one reads the Quran, you will see on every page that message comes through on every single page. This is what sets Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, from any other ruler, any other prophet, messenger, individual. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never in his life did he ever lift his hand to hit any human being, ever. Not a servant, not a wife, not a child, not a friend, nor an enemy, except when that enemy was opposing Allah and opposing the message. And when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to look for him on the battlefield, they said, wallahi, we found him in the middle of the enemies fighting. And they said, we used to seek the protection of his person. We used to hide behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the battlefield. He was such a warrior and statesman on the battlefield, commanding and fighting for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once he was off the battlefield, his eyes were downcast and he was speaking softly. And he was gentle, and he was warm, and he was sacred, and soft, and caring, and crying. The Prophet ﷺ was also, during the course of that day, feeding the poor, visiting the sick, discharging the army, acting as a statesman, acting as an arbiter, talking to the people, addressing the women, giving out the zakat, sewing his clothes, washing his house, shopping for the food, doing all the things that you and I do, and at night standing in prayer for 4 or 5 hours at a time, and in the day fighting the battles, discharging the armies, giving the ahkam and the rulings, explaining the Quran, instructing the people in behavior. How could a man do all of that and stand 4 or 5 hours at night at one time? What kind of human being could that be? It was a messenger. It was a prophet. This was a man with a message. O Muslims and non-Muslims. Muhammad, according to the Quran, he was a witness over the believers. He was no more than a messenger. He was a man dealing gently with all people. He was a great favor. He was sent with an irrefutable truth. He was that unlettered prophet. He was a mercy and a messenger. He was a mercy to mankind. He was a witness over the believers, and the believers a witness over mankind. He was a mercy to the world. He was the best example to follow. He was the last prophet of mankind. He was sent to all the mankind and the jinn. He was victorious over all systems, and he was created on an exalted standard. O Muslims and non-Muslims, there's not a person in the whole of history that can compare with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not a Confucius, not Gautama Buddha, not Alexander the Great, not Bonaparte Napoleon, not Julius Caesar, nor Constantine, not Mahatma Gandhi, not King Richard or King Ferdinand, not Winston Churchill, not Charles Darwin, nor Deng Xiaoping, nor Karl Marx, not Albert Einstein, not Martin Luther or Martin Luther King Jr., not George Washington, not John F. Kennedy, and certainly not Bill Clinton, not Tony Blair, nor John Howard, nor George Bush Sr. or George Bush Jr. Not you, not me, not our parents, nor our grandparents, nor any of our ancestors can match this man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To the non-Muslims, I say to you, go home and read about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tonight, if you dare. If you're not afraid of change. Because if you read about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with an open heart and an open mind, there's a chance that love for this man and respect for this man will come into your life, come into your heart, come into your mind, come into your family and your home. And you also may want to be a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you should choose to do so, you will never elevate his name. You will never increase any blessings to his ummah, but you will benefit your own selves. And so we invite you to embrace, to understand, to respect that man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his message.